Hi guys, how are you doing today? We're gonna do something different. Come with me. Viens avec moi. Come with me. We just completed a very beautiful walk in this beautiful park in Verdun. And I decided, I was inspired by the sun and everything what happened to me these couple of last days. So let's do together this Friday Live, number 145. Live from here, under the sun. Stay there. It's been a long time I didn't do live streaming, podcasting on a old way, old fashioned, retro school way, you know, with the phone as the best camera ever. I mean, like the iPhone 13 Pro, it's an amazing one. And I can't wait for the iPhone 21 in my case, yes, because I had the iPhone 7 for years. Then I switched to 11 and of course, 13 is my favorite number, so I couldn't resist to get my hands on. So yeah, I mean, I don't know for you beautiful and amazing people out there, almost 900 followers now on my YouTube channel of Agile Lounge for Business Agility. So if you are watching on YouTube, please tell me in the comment below or in the chat if you're watching it live on this Friday, April the 12th, but it's a fake live, because I'm recording it this beautiful Tuesday, April the 9th of 2024, here on Les Berges des Rapides de la Chine à Verdun. Yes, it's in French because I live in a French city, the second largest French city after Paris, the beautiful Montreal, the island of Montreal, and here is the borough of Verdun and La Salle and then La Chine. And by the way, yesterday and today, let's start with today, be present. Today, April the 9th, 9 and 4, make 13, make 4, I love it. For me, 13 all the way. It's a powerful, energetic numbers. And I don't know, for those of you Scrum Master out there, you all know the Fibonacci sequence to help your team have a calibration of sizing and estimation, the psychology of estimation through the sizing. And one of the best way, beside the pizza size and the t-shirt size and what have you, is the simulation of the Fibonacci sequences that start with 0, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 42, and so on and so on. Most of the time, when we do that game of sizing and be in tune all together in the team with the sizing, often says that the 13 is the medium large, 21 is a too big to be strong. When we have a 21, we ask the product owner or the business owner, please continue your discussion with the analyst, whatever it is, the designer, the developer, to slice it more and a smaller chunk of work. Because if you want to be agile and work fast, you need to have small chunk of work to be ready to sprint within 1, 2, or 3 weeks. So a 21 is often too big. Return to the product backlog and refine it. The 13, it's often the biggest chunk of work that you're gonna agree to take into your sprint. So you see, I try to be authentic and to share my experience as a Scrum Master, an enterprise Scrum coach now. It's gonna be 25 years, 26 almost, like 1999. November 1999, I start to be a Scrum Master. I was 25, I'm gonna have 50, so it's 25 years, sort of, in 2024. And my age, I'm entering in the fall of my life, but I truly believe that this 2024, after the great split, after the great everything, the great whatever, we are now into this renaissance. I feel it's a spring for our society to become a civilization. With my hypothesis of 1991 was the beginning of the fall of this kind of collapse. A lot of people think a collapse will be an earthquake, a solar eclipse like yesterday. But today is very important. It's my last day of my Easter Passover vacation. It made 13 as a number. I feel great. I feel rejuvenating. I had a great time with great friends yesterday on my rooftop terrace, enjoying the eclipse, the full total solar eclipse that we had yesterday. It was an amazing moment. And today when I woke up and I took my first coffee on my terrace, watching the sunrise, I said to myself, this is, we are now under a new sun. Figure of speech, spiritually and psychologically speaking, supramentally speaking. I dare, because it's a Dare Real Agile podcast also. So I dare because I care to talk to you about my old one. And I trust that this Friday Live Agile number 145 will also be put into the Fredo Lounge, which is more an experience of authenticity, real life, and everything. So that's why last week in Playa del Carmen, I filmed with my iPhone. Of course, I had my stabilizer. I get a better microphone and everything. I was more prepared, kind of. And I did it live directly through the YouTube platform exclusively. But today I was feeling like coming down Les Berges. I don't know if you could see, maybe not. But anyways, usually Rapide de la Chine that start over there, coming down there in Verdun. And I said to myself, let's do it when I started this channel. This YouTube channel only, there were no LinkedIn, there were no X, there were no Instagram, there were no Rumble, there were just me and my iPhone 7 back then, filming, expressing thoughts on this business agility, agile movement, documenting some of my travel in London for the Scrum gathering, my training with Mike in New York and everything. And then after, during the pandemic, I did act in solidarity with all my clients, my co-worker all around the world, locked down. So on March 14, 2020, I opened a Zoom and I opened the live. I had a Facebook page for the Agile Lounge back then. We opened all of this. We welcome everyone to a check-in for the 2 weeks to flatten the curve. If you stay till the end of this video, you're gonna see my true, authentic self with a message from a great MP, member of parliament, of the European Parliament. So if you stay to the end, you're gonna have this, because I'm gonna put that message of hers that I think was filmed a couple of weeks ago into a special committee that study the lockdown effect on financial, sociological, and psychological effect on people. And let me tell you one thing straight. I don't care of what you think. I don't care if you want to hire me or not, because I've got some strong opinion on that. Once my great uncle told me, if you don't do politics, politics will do you. So fuck you. I won't be do. I'm doing thing. I'm not an activist. I'm an action guy. Everything I say I'm going to do, I'm going to do it, and sometimes even more. So I walk the talk always in my life. That's why my client appreciate it, because I deliver, always deliver. And I deliver what's matter for the client. That's the true spirit of a lean design thinking and a real agile way. And let me do an editorial. That will probably be kind of a Agile Wars series, live stream podcast, authentic, à la bonne franquette, as we say in French-Canadian, with no stabilizer, just me holding my iPhone and having an interaction with you. And for this interaction to happen, I hope you're going to put your own opinion, even if you're against me, even if you hate me. I love the haters. I eat it for breakfast, and I try to transform it into love. I try to vomit the love back instead, smother you with love. So you open, it's totally open. The comment section below is totally open for you to judge me instead of asking questions if you don't want to be curious, to and to express your thought. I want to hear what you think about the state of agility, about the state of business agility, about the people don't understand Scrum. So going back to the last Scrum beer, that was a success in terms of number and quality of people. The only thing that I could say to Emmanuel, the manager, and I will get back to her on more the private section because she sent me an email, is unfortunately the sitting was not there to fulfill my promise to do some kind of interview simulation for Scrum Master and Product Owner and so on, because it was very noisy. The music, the other table around us, we were in the middle. We should have at least have a corner section for us. And anyways, and they want us to pay for having this beautiful room that we had at least two times. I'm sorry, but I'm not that rich anymore. I don't want to invest anymore. And Meetup and the user group of Scrum Alliance are made to be sponsor. And sponsor mean at least give us a nice room for free for us to do the user group. So anyways, that being said, the networking was great. People were great to connect together, to be in person, even like two people during those check-in of the COVID. That one I did in Mexico, a virtual Scrum beer live from Cancun. That was a success of 55 people on the Zoom call. And a gentleman showed up and we hug each other. We don't know each other. He was there on the live stream back in the day, 4 years ago. And this is important. If you stay till the end of this shirtcast, it's going to be a shirtcast. It's going to be not in 1 hour Friday Live Agile, Agile Wars. I'm going to be succinct because the sun is burning me anyways. And I just want to be with you as the Scrum value of consistency for the empirism to work and to observe and adapt and everything. So I do this segue because a gentleman from Sweden that I hope to see again at the Scrum Beer. Next Scrum Beer, by the way, it's Thursday, June the 13th. So mark the day. Thursday, June the 13th, and if it's the weather is awesome like this, we're going to be outside in a great place of mine that I love on the Canalition. So more detail to come. And if you want, in the description, you have a link to subscribe to our newsletter, because we're going to close all social network. The interaction will be direct now through my website that I pay for. So anyways, so the gentleman was telling me that nobody seems to understand Scrum. Nobody seems, therefore, to implement it properly. Thus, we have this complaint crisis of mediocrity all around the web for years and years that Scrum doesn't work, Scrum is dark, it's a zombie Scrum, blah, 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 blah. You know it, for those who are walking in the field. You have the Scrum Master bulldozer, if it's not the Product Owner bulldozer. You have those coach that serve nothing. You have those project manager that improvise themselves as whatever agile they are, with all due respect. So everybody is destroying that spirit, that mindset. But again, as I did, and I'm going to put the link also in the description if you want to review it. A couple of months ago I did, agile is an adjective. And from that great conversation with him, I tried to tell him, like, yes, but the thing is, like my late master used to say, agile as an adjective, if you implement it in software development and then after into business agility with the entire enterprise, it won't solve the issue of your bad employee. It won't solve the issue of your incompetent people. Those who don't want to do anything, sorry about that. It's live in nature, baby. We're in nature, and I was biting. Something was biting my head. I remove it, but I don't see it. Sorry if I kill a fly or a mosquito or maybe a first bee. I don't like to kill them. Usually I try to, but I thought it was something else. So I scratched my head. So that's the experience of authenticity and live streaming with Fredo. I'm Fredo on the Agile Lounge, probably on the Fredo Lounge, and also audio casting and to the Dare Real Agile podcast. All right, so let's get back to the subject after being gently disturbed by nature, because we are nature, baby. Let's have a moment of silence to, if you hear the rapid behind the bird singing and stuff, let's do it. Be present. That's what I've learned and my last trip in the jungle of the Yucatan, to be present and focus. It's one of the Scrum value, by the way. Do you hear at least the birds? Be with me. Let's dive deep into the real Scrum, into the Scrum over Agile. I've been doing this for 25 years. Never the same, because people are different, clients are different. The cycle of things are different. The culture are different. And when I say cultures here, I'm talking about the enterprise culture, the culture of the country you work in, the culture of the people that build the team. So it's all about that. So that's why people and culture, if you have an enterprise as a client that have people and culture over HR, it's already smarter. You know that they want to put this kind of, this agile adjective into what they do together, okay? And so agile is not a name, it's not a thing you buy. And we have to remind people that it's not because you want to push this adjective with other frameworks and with other way of working, that it's gonna be solving your issue of your workforce, of your coworker that don't want. Even with the invitation base of open space technology and with like open business agility, even with that invitation base created by Daniel Mizik, my day brother, if they don't want to accept the invitation, they don't want to partake in what your company want to do, where you want to be with your product development, with your services, well, at the end of the day, you have to fire those motherfuckers. If you don't fire them, they'll becoming the resistant. They'll becoming those who will spread things, bullshit on LinkedIn that agile doesn't work because of this and that. And you don't want to impose it on them. But you don't want them to impose on you the failure of the rest of the group. So it's not about individuality and freedom versus collectivism and slavery. No. But the problem is that it's the enterprise are not democratic. The enterprise are not thinking of a real open space. They prefer to have safe space. They prefer to have preservation. So if they do preservation, they will cut the thing and they won't do the pure thing. They won't do the real McCoy thing. And agile is not necessarily an adjective as described as adaptation. Because if you look at Oxford and Webster in the United States and England, there's three type of definition for agile as an adjective, a qualificative adjective. And the really first one is the ability to move quicker or faster. Okay? So it's all about that. So they first bring me to, and the plane the other day I was reading on my iPad, some kind of bullshit on LinkedIn again. So there's an organization, I'm gonna put the link also in the pinned comment of this live stream. You'll be able to appreciate it by yourself. I think it's Canvu. I don't know Canvu. It's an organization, a company. And they put up, again, they're part of the dark problem, of the dark side, of the hatred. And they said, like, agile fell. I'm a proponent of this. I'm calling out this, but I propose solution. And I'm still doing the right thing with enterprise Scrum and those who want to achieve. That's the thing. You have to have people who are willing, interested. They have vision. So, once again, there's a company that was bashing Agile, specifically Agile, but when you read the text between the after the image, they put an image of a, I think it was a kind of a pyramid made by kind of a, you know, this like little cone shit thing, but instead of a smile and stuff in the shit pile, it was, I think, a skeleton or something. Anyways, you'll appreciate it because I'll put the link here. And I was aware of that on my feed because Dr. Jeff Chatelain, the co-creator of Scrum, commented on that. And commented on the part of this article that was accompanying this kind of figure of shit, agile is shit, with a skull of a pirate in the middle saying like, it never work. Okay, fine. And when you read the article, they propose nothing and they talk about AI and all the smart they will be and stuff. And let me tell you one thing. Dr. Chatelain, Jeff, he was probably one of the early bird adopter of the Tesla phone to help Tesla found his research and development back probably 14 years ago, if I'm correct. Correct me in the comment. He was also among the first to, and the Scrum community, to be aware of the cryptocurrency, at least the blockchain operation, And he was really pleased when I met him last time in Boston in November to know that I'm working with Scrum to blockchainer, developer of different type of apps, Bitcoin entrepreneur, and real evolution of the way to exchange, not invest, the way to exchange transaction and everything. So, and create product based on the blockchain and the open network, peer-to-peer, decentralized. So Scrum with Bitcoin or Scrum with the blockchain, it's perfect when you really understand Scrum and the layer of subsension hierarchy. So that being said, I realize that right now, and the world of Scrum and the world of business agility, there's about maybe 3 or 5% of us who truly understand that through our experience and background in physics, chemistry, and other science, and the understanding of this subsension and this physics law, applying it to a group of humans that work together to achieve a goal faster. This is the Agile team. And remember, Scrum and Extreme Programming are the father and mother of the Agile Manifesto for software development. And from that, with Mike Beadle and others, we create the real scaling if we need to, or the real agilize everything into your organization to be faster. But once again, so Dr. Chatelain went on to say, like, you better be careful because by 2029, 2030, with the development of AI as an assistant, as an aid, Scrum teams will be reduced. The need of a coach or even a project manager will be destroyed and stuff and that. So within 5 years from now, you better get your shit straight, because the aid will help the developer, the designer, the business owner to do things with database of training of years of years of training, asking a Scrum bot to do things. So that's going to be a real Scrum bot problem, not what is described on Medium and LinkedIn for years and years now. So the article was bullshit. That was a complaint, a crybaby thing from an organization, Kavu, I don't know, that probably experiment with a bad Scrum of Accenture or McKinsey of this world or whatever stupid Agile coach that does no shit about Scrum and Agile. And the article was going full on with all the buzzword, Kanban, DevOps, Kaizen, all the fucking shit, throwing like everything into the bat, making a lot of mistakenly association of methodology and what have you. It's really hot for an April 9th. So of course, I liked the comment of my master, Jeff Sutherland, my mentor, and I reply myself to things that I cannot read you now, but I'm going to put it in the description of this video. And because one guy was telling Dr. Sutherland that stop saying Agile is faster, because the business owner will take it that they could pressure the teams to work harder and faster. But actually, that's not harder and faster. It's smarter. If you work smart, it's going to be faster, because you're going to develop ways of working, that will bring you faster and better, because you will work smarter. Scrum enable you to work smarter. Therefore, the result is Agile. And Agile is the ability to move quickly and also adapt as fast to any situation. And with the empirism, make it happen really faster. So that's the fucking thing. So, of course, if a business owner read the book of Jeff Sutherland on Scrum, twice the work and half the time, and they take it literally on the first degree, and they use it to impose a system by the book, prescribe and over-describe, and making the developer or the software development part of the company a sweatshop, of course people are going to complain. Of course people will say Scrum and Agile doesn't work. And of course, stupid guy like him on LinkedIn will reply to the co-creator of Scrum and that philosophy of doing things smarter to be faster, to be faster in the market. Mike Beadle was also a proponent of this. As an entrepreneur myself, I really know that if I don't move fast, someone will pass me and that's it. It's always like that. You have to fucking run, you have to fucking sprint. They call it a scrum for why? Because when you do a scrum in journalism, what is it? It's full of journalists surrendering the either the star or the politician or what have you and asking a series of quick questions on Rafale. It's have to be fast, you have to make the news now. And then after, okay, philosophically speaking, if we'd like to take time and time doesn't exist and we go into quantum physics, okay, don't get me there. If we talked about, I'm building a company, I'm creating, I'm designing a product, I wanted to put it out there. I remember I was there, I was in San Francisco. I was working for Apple and for Yelp. They knew if they're not the first to market, if Samsung was there before them, you have to be the first. You have to be the first innovator. You have to be the first on the market. Okay? You have to be the OG, the real McCoy. Everybody will copy you after that. Who cares? That meant that you did a great job. Okay? A lot of people copy my talent agile. It's poor, but that means that I did a great job putting it out there. See? A lot of people copy me and their podcasts. It's because I did a great job. Even if I'm not famous, I don't have 1 minute. Someone warned me the other day, oh, you're not really an achiever because you just have about 3,000 people all across the platform that follow you. Who fucking cares? Because I know that on average, there's 35 people watching that video. So I touch them and they spread it too. And the audio podcaster, these are amazing. They amaze me because it's about, like, every time I put a show out there on the multiple platforms, starting with Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and so on, I got about like 200 downloads the first week, the first weekend. So thank you very much. For me, it's enough. I don't care about the numbers. I don't care. I don't want to be an influencer. I don't want to be a creator or whatever. I just want to express something. I just want to be a voice that is lacking. That's why I created the Dare Real Agile podcast about 4 years ago, because I wanted to say stop to those bullshitters who spread shit. To clean the place. My mission is to clean and to bring it back love and to smother you with love, higher vibration of freedom, with freedom lifestyle, of proposing those real progress for our civilization, renaissance. I mean, that's it. And I still got time. And now, because I don't have studio, because for those of you following me, you know that I'm moving right now. So I said, let's do it. La bonne franquette. Let's do it. Like in the old days of the internet, authentically, freely, with the inspiration, no text, no script, just me and you, just you and me, in la cache à la ken, talking about that. So anyway, once again, an organization or company put out there that Scrum is a failure and all the rest of the buzzword from Kanban to DevOps. And in the comment section, when Jeff was trying to not, a lot of people call him a fearmonger with this AI stuff, but we have to admit that the programmer and the database that they use, it's more and more efficient to do a lot of self-serve type of thing because it's not really a sentient being now. It's not even like this kind of autonomous type of machine or software that could help you. But still, you could write faster. You could confirm your idea faster. And yeah, the database, the machine learning is there to give you something, at least as a text, as a presentation. So, which means that it's like when the translator, maybe 10 years ago, because I when I was in Cancun last week, an author asked me and if I could receive her book in English and read it, because I know Spanish and English, and to see if the translation is legit, if she paid too much, because there's an idea that she, the translator of hers, use AI type of thing, but the natural Google to translate a book of about 500 pages. Could you imagine that? And charging per the words, I think it is. It's kind of disgusting if they do it. So that's it. Now we have, in the real world, fake agile coach, stupid losy scrum master with just 3 days of certification. This is agile. I don't know if you see it. Maybe not. Anyways, that's agile. That's moving fast, moving faster. But that guy was smart enough to learn it, to buy it, to adapt it and to go. It was a one wheel type of battery thing. Don't know if you saw it, but anyways, just to see you in real life. What agility mean? Stop debating like agile is this, agile is that. No, it's an adjective to move quick and faster. And if we adapt it into our world of business, because at the end of the day, it's business, it's customer satisfaction, it's employee experience satisfaction and everything. So you just have to change quickly to whatever happened, to whatever demand is out there, and stop having those PMO, project management, what they call it again, change management, not change management in terms of software, but I mean change management of for the change requests, committee and this and that, because they're all about the money. Yeah, when we say put people first, before your technology, before your process and tools, and before the money, that's what it's mean. Doesn't mean that the process aren't important, but the process have to be agile. The process have to be flexible. Okay? Or you just don't, or you don't have competition. So that's why I say, don't use this agile dream and to government. It's fucking useless. You're gonna kill the spirit. They don't need that. Hydro-Québec, my ass. You are the monopole of energy distribution. So why do you want to be agile? If you have a good reason to say, like, I'd like to have a better agile process to make it faster, again, faster, yeah, well, that's going to be an imposed pressure on the employee that worked, like, in whatever the field. But if you tell me it's to have a better customer experience, especially Hydro-Québec, as its citizen, it's the citizen that owned the shit. So it's a full-on cycle experience. So they should be agile in that sense to be faster in their communication and providing a better experience to the people that they serve. But at the end of the day, to develop any apps or software, they don't need that. They have the monopole. They don't have to be the first on the market. They are the market. You see what I mean? So as a legit, conscious business agility coach, I often decline services or propose to work after the first discovery call, because I realized that there's no need to use the Scrum system or any other type of lean system, or not even like, and put more agility into the organization, because they don't need to be faster. If they want to improve their process, now we're going to provide them other services with AFJ beyond Agile Lounge of, yes, project and portfolio management, yes, improving the way of working and change management with that touch and flavor of agile in the back, but not the full-on agile they call transformation. They might be evolving into a better agility, yes, but they don't need to be agile. You understand? So anyways, I wanted to share this thought with you from reading that in the plane last week. And all in all, once again, I don't know how I'm going to tell it, call this right now. You'll see this Friday. So tell me in the comment below, am I completely wrong? If I'm wrong, tell me, and tell me why I'm wrong. Express yourself. Give me another perspective. I did invite you on the side of this table, so invite me on the side of your table. I need to know more. And tell me also if you like this more authentic way of live streaming than having a studio with big microphone and lighting and this and that and blah, blah, blah. So if you like it, maybe I'll do it more like this, because I'm doing it for free. I'm not even asking you for money or anything, even if you could buy me a coffee and this, all the bullshit that I put the link in the description of these videos, especially on Rumble and YouTube. And I quit LinkedIn anyways, so it's never start. So we'll see. But I love you guys. I really appreciate the support of those who wrote me, those who like my folly, my Scrum folly, and my Scrum way of doing things. And just be present. Just be with your family. Just be with yourself. Just be with the ones you love. And just ask questions to the stranger before judging them. That could change your life a lot. And once again, remember who you truly are. You are wonderful. You are a wonderful being. You are also powerful. You could do so many things. You are not just this body. You are more than that. You're a spirit experiencing life. And you are free to be whoever you want it to be and to do whatever you want. and respect of one another. And today, April the 9th, you're going to see this on a fake live stream on Friday the 12th of April. I think I'm going to call it Welcome Under the New Sun, the true spring and the true renaissance of our society that should evolve into a real civilization. On that, have an amazing weekend of mid-April, and I'll probably see you next week again. And if not, I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Fredo is signing off. Love you guys. Cheers.
COVID madness, this so-called pandemic, it was just a test balloon. A gigantic test balloon. Well, for what, you ask? Well, to see how far they could go. To see what exactly they would have to do to get free individuals in a free and democratic society to consent to being forced into compliance. That's what they were trying to establish. That's what they were trying to figure out. And they have figured it out. Trust me, they are much smarter now. The goal ultimately is to transform our free and democratic societies into totalitarian societies. Their goal is to strip each and every one of us of our fundamental rights of freedom, democracy, the rule of law. They want to get rid of all of this. This whole COVID thing had never anything to do with public health. It never had anything to do with breaking waves. It always had to do with breaking people in order to make us a part of a mindless, malleable mass, which they can totally control, and we will be completely dependent upon this globalitarian elite. So I'm really imploring the people and all the peoples around the world, for God's sake, stop giving your democratically elected governments the benefit of the doubt. They are not deserving of that. They are not. Stop rationalizing whatever your government is doing. Stop rationalizing and come up with some good intentions. They have no good intentions. Never, as I said before, in the entire history of mankind, there has never been a political elite concerned about the well-being of regular people. And it isn't any different now. Why should it? Stop giving them the benefit of the doubt. Because I can tell you, you cannot comply your way out of a tyranny. It is impossible. Trying to do so, you will only feed a gigantic alligator in the hopes of being eaten last. But guess what? Your turn will come, and then you will be the one swallowed up. I also have to ask the people, end your silence. Speak up. For God's sake, stop complying. Start rebelling. They're out to get you if you do not resist.